with E.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for blessing me to be on this beautiful day, on this beautiful ministry of the Rosa Sharon. And I thank God for every one of you who are able to hear the Word of God by having an ear to hear what God is saying. We do have those who can't not hear, but thank God for Jesus. God do speak to the deaf. He do speak to those who can't see. He still minister to the blind. But thank God for Jesus Christ for his word of righteousness. Thank God for being who he is and what he is today. Yes, thank God for this beautiful day that God has created for every one of us. And we as his creation, we need to learn to embrace his presence and his love. And you know, I truly thank God for everything that he is to us. There are those among us who don't know Jesus today. They are in total darkness. But we are praying. That should be your prayer as prayer warriors, intercessors. Praise God, watchman that is watching the wall, warning the church. We are to pray for those who are in darkness. Let them come into the light like we did. We all was in darkness. But when we came to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, thank God for Jesus, we embrace his glory. And that glory pertains the light. And thank God for everything that he did for us by giving us his son, his only begotten son. And truly, I thank God for everything that he is doing for us right now through this perilous time, through the time that we are facing every day. People's lives are being taken. Somebody died of a certain disease, or someone lost their home. Somebody lost having financial difficulty. Thank God for Jesus. These are the things that happen on this earth. But we as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, thank God, who are we when we are in the body of Christ? What is your identity when you are in Christ? These are the things that we need to ask questions. We say we are the church. Do you know your true identity? Did you ever get a chance to know your true identity in God? Do you ever experience the identity of God and his Son and the Holy Spirit? But I thank God for everything that he is to us in this hour. We are not to take things for granted, but we need to know him as we know, praise God, as he teaches us to know. I thank God for those who are on your way to work and you're on your way to do the mission for God. I thank God for Jesus. Every day we should cherish the precious time while we're on this earth. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day nor the hour when God going to release Jesus to come back on this earth. But in the meantime, we are not to take nothing for granted. We are to spend quality time with the Lord. If we can spend quality time watching other things that don't pertain to God, we need to take this opportunity to know Jesus Christ. And we as brothers and sisters, praise God, in the army of the Lord, we are not to take nothing for granted, but stay, Stay before the Lord at all times, in your room, in a shut-in, crying out to God, what is your next task for me? What is your next mission for me? So I thank God for Jesus Christ. What is your assignment that you want me to do? These are the things that we need to ask the Lord. But truly, I thank God for being the God that I am today. Thank God for His grace and thank God for His mercy. But most of all, we need to honor the Creator, and His name is God. Hallelujah. And we need to honor His Son, and His name is Jesus. But I truly thank God for Jesus this morning. I'm going into the book of John, the 3rd chapter. Praise God. And I thank God for His word this morning. Truly, I thank God. What is love? What is love to you? What is your definition of the word love? Love stands for a lot of things. People seeking for love in the time we are in. Whether it be in the righteous of love or in the worldly of love. But what is the definition of word love to you? Praise God. Think about it. Marinate on it. On the word L-O-V-E. What does that mean to you when you think of the word love? You know, and I thank God for Jesus in John 3:16, when Jesus at that time, when Jesus was at that time on this earth, he had a conversation with Nicodemus. Thank God, let him know he got to be born again. And thank God for what he did to minister to Nicodemus. But then right here, really, this is something that could stick to our minds right now, our spiritual mind. You know, God is so magnificent. He is an unknowing God. But God is so omnipotent that He knows what we need. He created us. Just like He created Adam, He created us into His own image. God is so mysterious. Praise God. People try to analyze God, want to figure Him out. But you don't need to figure God out, because God is a spirit. God is an invisible God, but God do exist because He created us. He created us in His own image and the way He want it to be. He created us a human body, the body that God created. He know what the body needs to be functioning. He know we have to have eyes and nose and ears and mouth. Praise God. To utilize. He gave us arms. Praise God. We can move in hand. We can utilize. He gave us our upper and lower torso. Not only that, He gave us legs and feet that we can walk and do the things that God wants us to do. So God is a very mysterious God, but He created us in His own image. And that's why He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation. Salvation is very precious, and we need to have salvation because God is so good. Love. Love did it all. And I thank God for Jesus because of His love. He poured His love into Adam because He was the Father who loved everything that He created. He loved us. And we are to worship Him and give our love back to Him, to show Him how much we love Him, to express our love for Him. Because without God, we wouldn't exist today. We wouldn't do what we do today if it wasn't for God. So I thank God. And this is what John said, for God so loved the world. And even just what Jesus, what John said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Listen to what it says here. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world. I come to save it. For God loved us so much that he gave us what we need, salvation. He gave us Jesus, and Jesus is our salvation. For Jesus loved us so much, he willing to sacrifice his life for us. Think about it. Take a moment and think about it, of what God is saying to us today. For God so loved the world, love, that key word, love. God loved us so much that he willing to sacrifice his Son, that we can have what was promised to us in the beginning, that we can have everlasting, eternal life. Praise God. God gave us a seed and a gold, a jewel, and that's his Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved us that he gave us his Son willing to sacrifice his life that we can live and not die. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. We as a church still don't register what God is saying to us today. We as a church never really should experience the glory of God, but we never did, because we don't give God the opportunity to express his love like he wants to. We are the church. We are his temple. But we never give God the opportunity to experience his love, his glory upon us. And you know what? And I thank God for Jesus Christ. We need to recognize that God gave us his Son, his only begotten Son, that we can have eternal life. And believe it or not, the everlasting God. And that's the reason why Jesus said, I ain't come here to condemn, but I come to save. My dear brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, the bodies of believers, let's take this time. Don't let not a minute nor an hour waste before you. Cherish those times and minutes before the Lord. And thank God for Jesus. For God so loved the world that we can believe and not perish, not die, but have eternal life. That he gave us what we need in this hour. So let's trust God today. Don't let nothing hold you down, but cherish the love that God given to us and that he gave us his Son Jesus. Today, Jesus is alive today. And we need to express our love for Father and the Son. Let us express our love greatly. Let us experience the love of God. And you who don't know Jesus today, this is your opportunity. So take the opportunity today and express your love to God. May God bless you. You have a great day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
I'm not forsaken.